Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. That one almost sounded like you guys were in another room or something. Had a really strange effect to it. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on June 17, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the Dead Man Walking, All the President's Men, in Blackfisher, King Ralph, a Dog, Day Afternoon, Delight Sleeper, Thicked Murder by Death Wish 3. I got a little bit of a cough, so I'm going to have trouble getting through this one. Where did I leave off? Ghost Worlds and... Ami Ghost Worlds and of Watch. There you go. Thanks. Philadelphia, this Thursday is part of Awesome Fest. I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Revenge of the Nerds with cast members. Yeah, Booger's going to be there. Toshiro's going to be there. And another surprise guest. And Los Angeles, this Sunday, we're doing a special Doug Loves Movies taping. It's already almost sold out at Meltdown Comics at 4:20. And Monday night, it's happening again, Getting Doug with High live at Largo. 5 great guests getting high with me on stage for your amusement. DougLovesMovies.com for links to all of these events and for more fun stuff that I'll be doing all summer long, including the taping of my next stand-up special at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on Friday, August 22nd. 2 shows, tickets on sale Friday. Get your tickets on Friday. Somebody, I just noticed this has been taped, this has been like pinned to a bulletin board backstage here at... UCB for God knows how long. Hopefully it's dated, but it's a letter from somebody, and I don't get mail here very often, so I got so excited about it, I'm like, I'm just going to open it on stage and see what happens. Oh, it's full of Ryzen! Wow. This is, oh, okay. He just included a Post-it and a self-addressed stamp envelope. All I got to do is sign the Post-it, put it in the envelope, and send it back. Yeah, it's very cute. But he wrote this long thing. A legend goes that a young girl in Japan... Okay, that's enough. I'll sign it and send it back. Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. Here it is. It's not coming out until July 8th, but in the prize bag, fresh off the presses, a copy of Gateway Doug 2. Forced fun. And it's just a coincidence. People have been bugging me about Twitter on Twitter all day about it. It's just a coincidence that Weird Al Yankovic has a record coming out the following week called Mandatory Fun. We didn't discuss it with each other. Wait, there's two copies in here. Okay, you'll get two copies. I thought I put an old Gateway Doug in there. Yeah, I did. There it is. And the idea is that if you take these two CDs and you alternate track one, track one, track two, as you go through, it's a true sequel, and the whole thing should sound like one really long set. Yeah. I guess you could do that with any two comedy albums. But then the subject would get changed a lot more often. From our friends at Humboldt Hempwick, we got a little nice little jar with some Hempwick on there. From Chameleon Glass, we've got a camouflage hat that you guys, you can't see it right now, but it's camouflage color. Poke Bowl gave me this giant Poke Bowl that's a different version. It's called the Packin' Show, whatever that means, whatever that does. We've got some hot dogs, Pop's hot dogs. Two of those, and a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and who knows what the guests tonight brought, because one of them wasn't here yet, and the other two did not give me anything to put in the bag. So we'll see how that shakes out when we all give a big warm welcome to returning game winner Scott Aukerman and Dustin Ibarra and Zach Galifianakis. Your microphones.
Oh man.
That's Dustin Ibarra, everybody. First to speak.
Hey guys. How's it going?
Is that the game you were playing, Scott? You didn't want to be the first to speak?
Don't want it. Don't want the responsibility.
All right. Dustin's been on the show before in Dallas, Texas, but this is your first time here.
Yeah, at UCB. This is crazy. Yeah. Very excited. We'll see what happens, fellas.
There's ladies here too today. And then, of course, Scott Aukerman is here.
Hi, Doug. Won last week. And the week before.
Yeah, you're on a tear. He wins every week. How do you feel, Dustin, about going against somebody that's such a strong player?
Doug doesn't tell you who the guests are, so I thought it was going to be like someone like me. But instead, it's famous people, so this is kind of...
You are being very generous.
Dude, you're so fake. You're in Hop.
Yeah.
You're in 21 and over? You've done some shit. You're doing
No
it.
One believes it.
He's the voice of the rabbit in Hop. He does a Russell Brand impression.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I'm a bunny rabbit, man. I'm a bunny rabbit.
There's some weird dialogue in that movie.
It was pretty crazy. It got deep, you know, good writers.
It was a weird-ass movie. And Zach Galifianakis is here. Losing weight. Are you preparing for The Machinist Part 2?
More machines.
Is this another one of those episodes where you're going to try to not talk the whole time? You're doing it. So far, so good.
Come on, Zach. Give him a little bit of that patented Zach Galifianakis humor. Hit him. Hit him, buddy.
Hi, everyone.
Got to really ease into it.
Yes.
It's been a while since you've podcasted.
Yes,
it's been a while.
I love podcasting.
Not as much as you love just when I do a live show that's not going to be recorded. Those are your favorites, I think.
Do you ever do a show that's not recorded these days?
Yeah. Well, when we interrupt a movie, we're not recording that. You know?
Okay, good. Yeah. This is recorded, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when will this, what channel is it on? What will it be on?
It's on the iTunes channel starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you have like something that you want to plug that's really time sensitive?
Yeah, I need to get a couple plugs in before tomorrow.
What do you got going at 11:39 tonight?
What have you been up to, Zach? What's going on? Are you just hanging out or...
Just
enjoying
hanging out.
Your first Father's Day as a father happened? Was that fun?
Yeah.
People will applaud you just for having kids.
Yeah.
It's a pretty heroic thing to do.
Yeah.
You fathered some dick babies before. Sperm.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
I thought you were casting aspersions on all his other babies. Your babies are dicks. Did you bring something for the prize bag, Zach?
Yes, I did, but it's... I forgot, so I had something...
Is it this table?
I had something. I had it's a wad of foreign money.
Oh, look at that! A whole
but don't say which.
Cup full of
but
it.
Don't say which foreign, which country it is.
Okay.
Because it might. I don't want people to get their hopes up. Do you know what kwacha are? Anybody ever been to Malawi?
All right, that's going in the bag. What did you bring, Dustin?
I brought these VHS tapes. I remember my mom, she was really fat growing up. And they had this, like, Richard Simmons, Dance Your Pants Off. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, I remember that growing up. So, you know, you guys are in L.A., you're into fitness, so there you go. And also, oh, my God, Batman Forever was there, too. How great is that? This is the first movie I saw as a kid, and I was like, I think this is a bad movie. Because up to that, everything was kind of like, okay, yeah, but that was like, something is missing. I don't, and I was like 12, but I was like, I don't, something, fuck, man. So, yeah, and you know.
Thank God you were older when Batman and Robin came around. You could really handle it by then, yeah. That there's shitty movies.
Oh, fuck, you're right. I meant Batman and Robin. Okay, this one was actually pretty decent. I'm glad. That's what I meant. Batman Fred. Come on, that was Jim Carrey. You cannot hate Jim Carrey as a 12-year-old. Come on, man. It's fucking great.
I can't hate him now. What is this thing you have here?
Oh, I found this. This is quite an old device. You hipsters are going to fucking love it. You guys are into record players and shit? This was like $3. It's a VCR. I don't know if you've ever seen one.
You
but
just bought this one for $3?
Yeah, no, and no, I take it back. $8.99. I was trying to be funny, but yeah. So, man, yeah, dude. It was in Pacoima, too, so there might be a bunch of cocaine in it. So, fuck, there you go.
To be funny, you always take the price and then subtract $6.
Yeah. That's comedy, man.
And so congratulations, someone having to carry this around for the rest of the night.
Yeah. But it feels like a PS3, but it's not.
And if you take these two VHS tapes and you watch scene by scene through both tapes, it will seem like one really long movie that has exercise breaks in it. And Scott Aukerman, what did you bring us?
I brought a Graham Parker in the Room or Three Chords Good button given to me by Graham Parker himself, and a press kit for the movie Obvious Child starring Jenny Slate. Out in theaters now, you can learn the name of every single background player.
They list the background players?
By scene. Every single one is in this press kit. It takes up two whole pages. Hmm. So, yeah,
all right.
Memorize it.
Yeah, Obvious Child, a sponsor of this program, so go see it, you guys. And I'm not just saying that because of that. I also liked it.
Also, these were the two things in my car.
Well, now your car's not going to get broken into. Because all the gold is in this bag. Jordan, guard this. Have you guys been to the movies lately?
I saw Boy...
Somebody in the audience. Yes! People love going to movies. You run into them everywhere you go.
I saw Boyhood.
You did?
Yes.
Yesterday?
It's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On Father's Day.
Yeah.
It's sad?
No, it's not actually. Well, I mean, some of it's sad.
But it's a really interesting idea. Richard Linklater filmed this one kid for a little while each year for like a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw it. I didn't get that part of it at all.
You saw it. I didn't. You're just looking at Ethan Hawke the whole time.
Ooh, la,
hello.
La.
Why is he getting 1 year older in each scene? But did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually. Patricia Arquette is fantastic in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's really, really good.
Was she at the screening doing Q&A and stuff?
It wasn't a screening. I got a weird link that I, like, in my computer, and I hooked up my computer to my TV.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good story, but there's more. All of a sudden, an intruder came. Zach, what do you got?
Matt,
have you been to the movies? Have you had time to see a movie?
I think the last movie I saw was...
You know that microphone that you're used to talking into in stand-up?
And I don't think it's...
Even in stand-up, he tends to disregard the microphone a lot.
I'm sorry, there you go. I think the last movie I saw was when we made fun of one of those movies.
that we do. So I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. But I got mad. I got mad at it.
Let's start at the beginning. Okay, there's the train coming at everyone. Was it that?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That's a good one to make fun of.
The train going into the station. Dustin, have you been to the movies?
No, I haven't been in a long time, man.
What's going on? You just too busy shopping for VCRs?
Pretty much, dude.
Do they have movies in Pacoima?
Nah, you gotta make it up in your mind. Your buddy tells you kind of the plot, and you're like, oh, okay, I can see it. Liam Neeson on a plane, you know? That's
pretty much what that one is a tough one to imagine.
Yeah, oh, man.
Taken on a plane.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I watch a lot of Netflix. I watch a lot of documentaries, and like...
Those qualify as movies. What's the last thing you saw?
Something About Food, you know?
That's the name of the movie? Is that a sequel to Something About Mary?
Not... Yeah, Cameron Diaz, isn't it? No, there was, like, this thing about food, and there was, like, organic shit, and you, like, had to... You know, food's bad for you, guys, so you gotta switch to a different food, and so I watched those, and I feel a little bit...
Seems like you learned a lot about which
Yeah, you know, you gotta get organic, and you gotta, like, not, like, cows with steroids. You gotta watch out for those motherfuckers, because they're gonna make you cancerous or something. So I do good for like a week and then I'm done.
Let's go to Scott for another movie.
Ooh, I saw the X-Men.
The dread sexual documentary.
Come on, Doug.
What? At least I didn't call it that other word they don't like.
Fight. What is it? Fight someone? X-Men fight someone.
Oh, Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. It's Days of Future Past. It sounds like a, you know, like a Merchant Ivory movie or something, but it's X-Men.
Days of Future Past.
Yeah. But you like that one?
I don't remember. It was fine. Yeah, it was good.
The Quicksilver scene is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good scene.
Yeah.
Good. Could have ended right there. I would have been like, hey, good movie. Ended in a weird place.
Did the bad guys team up with the good guys?
Oh, man, there were all sorts of teams.
I love that shit, man. Ah. Doesn't that just make you happy whenever the bad guys team up with the good guys to take out some other motherfucker?
It's almost like this panel right now.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I feel like that guy that accidentally got invited to the party, you know?
I think you and Zach...
The other guest after he booked me. It was like, oh, fuck. Maybe we should get the dude from Mad Men to come over instead. Let's be honest. This is a weird fucking moment, man.
John Hamm, I've got this kid Dustin on the show tonight. Can you please come over and replace him?
Yeah.
I consider you and Zach to be the bad guys of comedy. You know?
Yeah, that's solely mine.
Yeah. It's like, Dustin, you're like an upside down him.
If you saw my pubes, yeah. I can sit down.
If I saw them.
Are they showing? No.
This is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Ah. You know how this works, Zach. Everyone's going to, not everyone, but a bunch of people are going to hold up name tags that they fashioned on their computers or sometimes with just merely putting a post-it note on something. And you get to go out and pick who you'd like to play for today. So if each of you could just stand up. Just go ahead and
go get it.
Go get it. Yeah, just go get who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, Scott Aukerman?
I'm playing for, I believe his name is Jeff, because he pasted his, I hope it's his picture, onto a movie poster. And it's Jeff who doesn't live at home. So good on you, Jeff. Where do you live?
In an apartment that is not home. With my parents.
Sounds... So it's just the feeling of home is not...
He doesn't live at home. He lives at an apartment that is his parents' home. Who are you playing for, Dustin?
I am playing for Silver Linas Playbook. That's how I say it, right? Yeah. All right, yeah. You know, just, you know, Mexico in the World Cup. My dad's Mexican. I was like, that's a Spanish war. Let's fucking do it.
I like your process.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And Zach is playing for...
Anna. Anna, how do you say your last... What are you doing?
Just making a Vine. See, it shows all the contestants and all the name tags. And then people write to me on Twitter, what are you doing when I post it?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be a part of that.
Zach, is that your first Vine?
Anna, how do you say your name? Karagalos.
She sounds so bored with that question. Karagalos. Will everyone please stop asking me that?
What kind of... is it Greek?
Yeah.
And that's why you chose it?
She also sounded tired of that question. Yeah!
Scott's the only one that didn't use his heritage as a choosing reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although the dude is very white.
You're kind of like a Jeff, yeah. It's not Hefe lives at home.
He's literally wearing a Christmas sweater in his picture. That's me all over. And drinking a beer, I think. Where's that glass of wine, Jeff?
That's a cocktail.
He says it's a cocktail. And also, how did Jeff get a microphone?
I know. He sounds like a morning DJ.
That's a cocktail.
It's Booger Stash in the morning.
News on the sixes.
He doesn't have boogers in his mustache. He has a lot of boogers stored somewhere. All three of you get to play a game to determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game today. And it's called...
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Doing lines with Mark.
Fucking do this shit. Fucking do this shit. Get up, dude. Get the fuck up when I high-five you.
I didn't mean to bring more pressure on you, Dustin, by bringing out yet another movie star.
Come on, feel it. Feel it. Let's fucking do this. I like this. I got room to fucking dance.
Have you ever met Zach before, Mark?
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Dude, I loved you in that movie.
Thank you very much.
That I turned down.
Oh, here we go. Mark, please be nice to my guests and tell us a line.
You guys want
to
do some fucking lines?
He's going to say a line from a motion picture, and then the first person to yell out the name of the motion picture will be the winner of this game.
Do you have to yell, or can you just say it?
You can just say it into
voice?
Your microphone. Go ahead, Mark.
Let me get on the character.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. Whoa. Here's the deal, man. I got a dark side. There's a demon inside of me. Whoa. Here's the deal, man.
Okay, so the line has started over.
I got a dark side. There's
anybody?
A demon inside me.
That would be a good Vine, because it's only 17.
Whoa. Here's the deal, man. I got a dark side. There's a demon inside of me.
All right, so...
You want me to do another one?
No, just tell us what it's from.
No, it's same movie. I'm going to do another fucking line,
okay,
bro.
Another line from the same movie.
This ain't Donnie, I know shit. Here we go, ready? Unless the line has the word Shagadelic in it, I don't know the movie. or the name Chewbacca. Here we go, ready? When a monkey nibbles on a penis, it's funny and angry.
Hangover something. Two. I thought that first one sounded familiar. The first one sounded...
Is that correct, Hangover 2?
That is correct. Thanks for doing a line.
Were they both from Hangover 2?
They were both from Hangover 2.
Oh, okay.
Two.
Nice.
That line, the one before, was actually said
okay,
to
that's
him.
Enough. All right, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks.
One of those lines was said to you.
Yeah,
and
well...
That's probably why you didn't recognize it.
It sounded familiar.
You didn't have to learn that line, you just heard it a couple times. All right.
Zach, do you have a stand-in when the camera is behind you? Or do you actually stand there in scenes with other people?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, good. What does your stand-in look like? Does he have the same back of the head as you, or?
It's Jodie Foster's guy.
So you and Jodie have to alternate working when she's taking a break. You do a movie.
We have the same body type.
All right, Zach, that means you get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Dustin and then to Scott. And Scott is defending his title for the third week in a row.
Please let me lose. I'm so tired of coming back here every week.
I know. It's like the old days when you had a show here every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
But you the next show here is in 3 weeks. So you get a nice break if you win today.
Okay.
And basically what I'm saying is you're going to get a nice break when you win today.
Oh, you don't
have to come back for 3 weeks.
All right.
But I don't want to put extra pressure on these
guys. I want Zach to win because I want Zach to do every single show.
I want to get in this motherfucker, man.
All right. Get in this motherfucker. At Sherlock underscore Holmes suggested Harvey Keitel, and that's movies where Harvey Keitel does drugs. Or Drew Robbs, R-O-B-Z, suggested Nikki Six, and that's Nicolas Cage movies from 86, 96, or 06. And then, sadly, may he rest in peace, we just recently lost Casey Kasem, the voice of America's Top 40, until Seacrest kicked him out. So the films of Casey Kasem, he's been in some films. So he had a long, storied career. Which one of those would you like to play, Zach?
The Harvey Keitel one, please.
Okay, one. Harvey Keitel. He does drugs in this movie. Two stars from Leonard Maltin. It's from 1992. He says about it that this movie has a cameo by Jesus. And he also says that this movie has a substantial critical following. But Leonard only gave it two stars. And he lists six names. How many names will it take for you discern the name of this movie, Zach?
Four.
He says four, Dustin. So you can either ask him to name it, or you can bid lower.
I'll do three, then.
Okay. Scott is going to do what I pretty much always expect.
What comes
him
naturally.
To do.
Yeah, name it.
All right, Dustin, you get three names. And they are Leonard Thomas,
Paul L. Tom,
Paul Calderon,
Pical,
and Victor Argo, fuck yourself. That's just Victor Argo.
Oh, it is.
And what's the name of the movie, Dustin?
Bad Detective.
Are you fucking serious? Zach gets the point. It's called Bad Lieutenant. No, come on.
Ranks.
Bro, do not do this to me. I watched that movie just to see a scene where a chick was naked. Please.
We got a fight out here or
and
what?
You get, you, nah.
We're going to fucking fight?
Oh, shit. Mark is here to... thank you, but no, we're doing good.
All right. I'm
dude,
ready
I had to watch. I had to watch Harvey Keitel jack off in that movie, man. He plays with his dick. That's a true thing in that movie. Are you... Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That was 92?
Mm-hmm. Says the guy with the mic in the audience. And yeah, and another clue I almost said was that this is the first movie that offers full frontal Keitel. Leonard says that in the review. But I think he was also full frontal in The Piano merely a few years later. And that one with Kate Winslet, whatever that was called. Okay, so sorry about that, Dustin, but you know, you're competitive. You still win this.
Well, I mean, everyone knows what's up, so that's cool.
Don't I get the point?
Huh? Oh, yeah, you do. But Zach was so excited when Dustin said it wrong that I got excited for Zach and thought he had a point. You know what? I'm going to give you half a point for that.
I hate to split hairs, but I'd love a point for that.
I'm going to go ahead and give you one. You're welcome.
So you guys are getting 2 points and I get nothing?
No, Scott has one and you are tied with Zach with zero.
Was there any other information about Jesus being in that movie? Or you're just going to blow over that?
According to Leonard, do you remember? According to Leonard, there's a cameo by Jesus. I think he has a vision or something at some point when he's fucked up on drugs.
But SAG rules, I don't think you can relate.
Yeah, like what does he build as?
Yeah. Did he go
I don't have any further information on that.
Did he have to take a middle initial like Michael J. Fox, where it's Jesus H. Christ?
I think that's where that came from.
I don't think
and his middle name, of course, is Hockey Sticks. All right, so Zach gets to pick again, and then we go to Scott. And so, Dustin, get ready, because it's going to come to you eventually. But would you like Gerard Depardieu? And that's a Gerard Depardieu movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. Or at Comedy Film Guy suggested Duck Soup, or I should say Duck Soup, and that's movies where there's a food fight. And your third option is Hoosier Daddy, as you know, Hoosier, as in Indiana, the Hoosiers, Daddy, and of course that's movies that have incest in them.
Wait, Hoosier about... as in Indiana?
Yeah, can't it just be about dads from Indiana?
I was just in Indiana recently, and somebody suggested this, and that's the twist, is that it turns out it's about incest.
Documentaries, or?
That'd be weird. How many cast members from this documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, I can name it -1. What do you think, Zach? Which one of those do you want to play? Food fight, incest, or
food fight.
Dip or don't?
Food fight.
All right. This movie's got a food fight in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 1965.
Mm.
None of you were born yet. 2.5 stars. Leonard calls this movie long, sometimes funny, and often labored.
Mm-hmm.
And he also says that it has one good song in it called The Sweetheart Tree.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Oh, the sweetheart tree is bearing fruit. Sit underneath it, and then you toot.
How did I know you were going to go with toot?
I don't know.
Leonard lists 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 names. How many names can you get it in out of 11, Zach?
Nine.
Zach is always a bold bidder. What are you going to do with that, Scott?
I'll go with 8.
Hmm. Yeah, call it. Yeah, I'll call him out. Yeah.
You got to say.
Do you want him to name that movie?
Yes, name that movie, sir.
All right.
I would. Young man.
For the...
How did I get here? No.
All right, so you get 8 names.
Okay.
And this is for the win if you get this. And your 8 names are... George McCready, Ross Martin, Vivian Vance, Arthur O'Connell, the guy with a knowing laugh over there, Dorothy Provine, Larry Storch, Keenan Wynn, and Peter Falk. Hmm. The great glass-eyed Peter Falk.
Does he talk about his glass eye in this film at
all?
I don't
think he ever talked about it in a movie because he played characters who didn't have a glass eye.
That's a fact? That's movie trivia?
I think so.
Every one of his characters had 2 real eyes.
I don't remember him ever saying anything about one of them being fake.
Would have been interesting to talk to him about that.
Too bad he's gone.
Is he? All right, possible?
Yes. He's dead.
He's dead?
Yeah.
All I have, and this is wrong, is it's a mad, 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 mad world.
It's a very good guess because it's a very similar premise. It's about a very long a race in cars, and it stars Jack Lemmon, Natalie Wood, and Tony Curtis. And it's called The Great Race. Dustin, you're on the board. You have a point.
Nice. Ah, it feels good, man. Fuck.
Zach gets to pick again, though.
Okay.
It's always
Who's it go to then?
Hmm?
Who's it go to after that?
And then
Zach
it's going to go to Dustin.
It goes back to Zach, then Zach will take another question.
No, then we're going to go to Dustin right from Zach. And Zach, your options are... Oh, wait a second.
Your option is to do a fucking line. Did you know your name used to be Carlos? It suits you better. Did you know your name used to be Carlos? It suits you better.
Who are you talking to?
Did you know your name
Oh, that's
used to
the
be,
line.
That is the fucking line.
Did you know your name Hangover 3?
It is fucking Hangover 3.
I don't remember which one it was.
You don't remember which one it was?
Who said that? Who said that in
Alan.
The movie?
Alan, whoever played Alan.
Oh, okay.
That was me. That was me.
He's gone. He just comes running in and out because he always has to go check on Donnie.
You sleeping okay, Donnie?
Yeah, he makes Donnie sit in the car. All right. you get to choose, Zach, between celebrating a birthday day, Will Forte, the lovely Will Forte, past and future guests on the show, hopefully future. Movies of Will Forte. He's been on the show.
I know, but past the
He future. Might be on it again.
Just makes me laugh.
The big C is another category, and that, of course, is movies that begin with the letter C, like Kang Over 3. And Ship Shape Sean suggested, I never saw the first one, and that's movies that have a number in the title, but it's not part of a series.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which one of those strikes
you
fancy?
I like that third one.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladder.
This movie is from 1979.
Is that the title?
How do you do it? No. Incorrect. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1979. He calls this movie Gargantuan. And he also says that 26 minutes of extra footage were added for the network TV and Laserdisc editions. And he lists a lot of names. 17 names, I think.
I can do it in 20.
17. 17. You want 20?
21 names.
17.
12.
I'll tell you, Zach, you always do an interesting opening bid.
Thank you, Doug. That's quite kind of you.
Dustin?
I'm going to say name that movie because I don't. Yeah.
You
don't,
are?
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah. Yes.
Scott's wish may be coming true. Because it's.
Of what?
Of not having to come back in 3 weeks. But we'll
Is
see
that
what
all I wish for.
Shit.
Yeah,
I wasted it.
You really wasted your wish.
Man.
Could have really got something good.
Oh, well.
Instead, you don't have to come back on the show again. But Zach gets how many names? 17?
12.
Okay, you get 12 names. Do you want the clues again?
I think I got them.
Okay.
Say it again.
Gargantuan.
It's Gargantuan?
No, but the it's...
And they added 26 minutes of stuff for TV.
No, forget that. The number part. It's not sequels, but has numbers.
There's
in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, number
it's
in the title.
It's not a sequel, but the title has a number in it.
Right, but it's not just the title, meaning the number...
Jesus
is...
fucking Christ.
It's a legitimate question.
Yes. But the floor is closed for questions. You just have to hear the names now and then guess.
Okay.
Because I understand your question, but that's like an extra clue if I answer it.
Okay.
It's got a number in the title.
Sure.
Could be the whole title. Could be a word
that
in the title.
That answers my question.
Yeah. John Candy was in this movie. Eddie Deason. Slim Pickens. Lorraine Gary. Murray Hamilton. Diane Kaye, of course we all remember from Eight is Enough. Bobby DiCicco, Warren Oates, Christopher Lee, Toshiro Mifune, Tim Matheson, and Robert Stack.
Can you name the names again between Robert Stack and John Candy?
Was Warren Oates the band that John Oates was in before Hall & Oates?
Yeah. Hall & Oates, which would be a great name for an oatmeal delivery company.
You really want all those names again?
No.
All those people were in it, and it was Gargantuan to make room for all of those people. Just think of a movie that's got a number in it.
Just think of the numbers, Zach. For instance, there's one. And
this was in 1979?
You got two.
19...
Would you please put some pants on? I feel weird having to ask you twice.
Mark!
I'm buying
Mark,
time,
he's in
bro.
I'm answering the question!
1946 or 1942?
Horrible timing! Were you just waiting for it to get kind of quiet?
1946 or
1942? Let's go, Donnie.
Shh, please.
Donnie.
I'm sorry, Mark, but he was trying to answer it. What do you think it is? Toshiro Mifune?
1942.
Look at you.
I think I made
Look
it,
Look at
right?
Dustin.
I made it.
You did it. You're our winner. The movie's called 1941.
Oh! Bad detective! Bad detective!
Dustin, you did it.
Man, dude, I'm like fucking Team Mexico, you know? We might be run by cartels, but we're good at soccer and shit.
Congratulations. Maybe we'll possibly see you here in 3 weeks.
Yeah, fine. What, like I have shit to do? Don't act like... No, I'm just kidding, yeah.
Wait, which part were you kidding about?
Yes, I think this guy's got shit to do.
I have no shit to do.
Okay, Mark, are you still here? Do you want to do that, whatever it was you were trying to do?
Mark? What's that?
You could do it now.
What's that?
Whatever you were, when you walked in just now.
No, I was trying to buy my buddy some time here.
Oh, that's what you were doing?
Yeah, bro.
He was in the. He said 19, then you interrupted. I thought he was going to get it.
Yeah, he should have thought a little longer. I'm just saying, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Please put some pants on.
I said Toshiro Mifune again.
I feel bad having to ask you twice.
Say it again?
Please put some pants on.
Hangover 1.
It is fucking Hangover 1. I'm just trying to go through movies that would have been better with me in them. That's all I'm fucking doing right now. Hey, good times.
I wish you were in the Transformers trilogy. You waited too long to jump on the Transformers
train.
Yeah,
wait till you fucking see it. I kill that fucking movie. Want something else? Not a real gun.
Hey, Zach, are they ever going to make a sequel to G-Force? Like H-Force?
Yeah,
or?
We're working on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the works for a few years, yeah.
Yeah, they're working in the lab on that?
Yeah, the message boards are lighting up about it.
What else can gerbils do other than fist bump?
That's about it, yeah. If you've seen the movie, yeah. Scott.
I didn't see it. I'm going to check it out sometime.
Oh, it's good. You should see it.
What's the new dance craze that they could do?
I think at the time was probably the Macarena was around.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's out now? What's the best? Does anyone know a dance that's popular now?
Twerking?
Twerking?
Who said that? You guys are like, you saw that on the internet, fool.
What's happening right now? Do you think that we need to stretch or something?
That's fun.
As far as I'm concerned, you have 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. Don't you have any plugs?
Yeah.
What do you got to plug, Scott?
Comedy Bang Bang TV show this Thursday. Thank you. IFC 10:30 Thursday. We have Lizzie Kaplan and Paul Scheer on the show. The week after, we have Tony Hawk and Ben Schwartz, which is a great pairing, strangely enough. It's really funny.
They really hit it off?
Yeah, it's a really funny show.
That's awesome.
That's all I got.
All right. And what do you got coming up? Does your Jeff at Home have a shithead on the back? And what do you got coming up here, Dustin?
I will be here again in 3 weeks.
Okay, plug that.
Battle Creek on CBS. That's going to be a great show. It's like the Vince Gilligan from Breaking Bad. I play this drug dude. Who would have thought, man? So
why didn't you just get the drug dudes from Breaking Bad?
Because, man, they've been used, man. I'm like fresh new drug dude. This is a drug dude you haven't seen before.
But you were joking around about how not busy you are, and you're in the next series from Vince Gilligan.
Yes, I told you July 18th, though. So.
Oh, that's forever from now.
I understand. Okay.
I'm probably going to die before then, so I don't know.
All right, well, we'll talk about it more on July 8th. And Zach, anything to plug?
Opening up a new bubble tea restaurant.
Bubble tea? Yeah. Restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a new craze that's
It is?
Yeah, it's sweeping the West Coast.
Is it like tea that you dip a thing in and blow bubbles out of the tea?
I'm not real sure of the concept.
You don't know the concept?
No, I was just kind of, I just like the title, just like the ring of bubble tea.
The restaurants have titles now?
Yeah, this is called, it's just
Do you mean the actual title, the deed?
Not the title to the place, but just what the essence of the business is.
So when people approach you with a business prospectus, you ask what's the essence?
And they said it's bubble tea. I said, where do I sign? did they say I did the same thing with my window tinting business?
which is going really well. But the bubble tea place is right on Sepulveda and Pico.
I know your window tinting place was really weird. You would just do the rear view mirror.
That's where we specialized in rear view mirror.
Next Tuesday, there's no Doug Loves Movies here, but you can come and watch a very special Doug Loves Movies taping over at CineFamily, followed by the West Coast premiere of I Am Road Comic, and CineFamily.org is where you go for tickets. Thanks again to all of my guests, Scott Aukerman, Dustin Ibarra, Zach Galifianakis, and Leonis. Yeah, come get your VCR and your very heavy bag full of stuff. And Zach's indicating he might want that money back.
No. That's congratulations.
Oh my God, he reached in and grabbed the money. Even though he's saying on the mic he doesn't want it back.
I know, there's a perfectly good VCR there, and you go for the money.
I'd be curious if you could let us know in a future date how much money that was, like how much it was worth in our money. I bet you it's not a lot.
It's from Epcot Center.
Enjoy your Disney dollars. Thank you so much for bringing your name tags, you guys. And as always, Black Crystal Wolf Kids is a shithead. Don't know what that means. This one makes a little bit more sense. My neighbor that keeps planting radishes in my yard is a shithead.
Now it's time we're done to watch another talkie. Eyes of golden viewing prowess makes him foggy. No room in it.